Matthew chapter number 13, starting at verse number 24. Amen. Matthew 13. I didn't find it myself. I was looking at so many different verses back there. Sometimes I forget to change my place where I come out here. The Bible said, "And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way." Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. "But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together, verse 30, until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say unto the reapers, Gather ye together first of the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." Amen. Thank you for standing today for the reading of the word of the Lord. And I don't have no fancy title or text again, Sister Claire. You can just call it The Wheat and the Tares, Part 2. Amen. The Wheat and the Tares, Part 2. Praise God. Bless you, Lord. I'll give us a little bit of rundown of where we started the other day. Amen. This man, Jesus Christ here, this man, the sower in the parable, in the text today, represents Christ himself. Amen. The Son of Man, the Son of God. The good seed are the righteous and the children of the kingdom of God. But the field is the world. Hallelujah. And we preach, I don't have time to get into that. If you are interested, I'd say they could make you a CD back there. But let me tell you something. Jesus has a way of getting the seed into the world. And we expounded on that for some time. God gets his word into foreign jungles. God gets his word around the world. Amen. And I tell you what, God was getting his word around the world before social media. Yeah. Before Facebook, before Instagram, before email, hallelujah. Yeah. God had men scattering the globe preaching the word of God, amen. So God will have, amen, a way of getting his word across. Will he? Won't he?
Yeah.
Praise God. He'll do it. Amen.
Yes, he will.
So let's move on here. Amen. And so the Bible said that as the good man, the sower, sowed the good seed, guess what? The enemy came. Praise God. And he sowed tares. Who is the enemy? I tell you who the enemy is. The enemy is Satan himself. Let me tell you something. Yeah. Anytime God goes to doing good things, the enemy, the devil's going to come and sow tares. Hallelujah. Right. And praise God. And that was so from the book of Genesis. God created a man, Adam and Eve, out of his own image. He breathed into man the breath of life. And just by the third chapter of the book of Genesis, guess what? The enemy came, known as Satan, the devil. Praise God. Amen. It's always the enemy's job to tear up what God is doing.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. The devil's going to try to do that until Jesus comes and raptures the church out of this old world. The devil, and I'm not bragging on the devil. Amen. I tell you, I'm not bragging on the devil one bit. But I tell you, he's not asleep. Amen. He's active on the job. Amen. That's what the devil is. I'm just giving you a rerun here. And so what did the devil do? He came and he sowed tares. He sowed bad seed, amen, amongst the good seed. And he came, when did he come? He came at night. I spent a great deal of time Thursday night dealing with night, amen. You know, it's night time, amen.
Yeah, right.
It's a dark hour and the enemy can sow while it's dark, praise God. And listen, this is very important to understand this so I can move on here. I'm taking a little time for those of you that weren't here so you know where we are. It's very important to understand that the devil, amen, is an angel of darkness, if you will.
Yeah,
amen. God operates in the light. The devil operates operates in the darkness behind the scenes. The devil doesn't want anybody to know who he is. Christ wants you to know who he is. But the devil don't want you to know who he is. The enemy came in his little pairs in the nighttime. He didn't want anybody to know who he was. He didn't want anybody to know when he came. He just wanted to sow tares in the middle of the night, praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. His work is sown in wickedness and lawlessness. People in the world, and he done it secretly so that he would be unnoticed while men slept. Hallelujah. I'm getting up to where I need to be here. Praise God. But you know what? Amen. The devil operated under cover of darkness and deception. He always does that. Wow. Anytime your motive or my motive or anybody's motive is deception or darkness, it's always under the pretense of the devil. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's how you can rule things. Amen. And note that the enemy, the devil, sowed in the same field that the Lord sowed. Praise God. The bad seed was sowed with the good seed. The devil's method was counterfeit. And I spent a great deal of time. And here's where I stopped. Amen. So I got to start right here. Did you know for everything that's real, there's a counterfeit?
Yeah.
Amen.
Sure.
If there's a real $20 bill, there's a fake $20 bill.
Yeah.
If there's a real $100 bill, there's a fake $100 bill. And I left you with this, praise God. I read where they said that banks teach the tellers, amen, how to tell the real from the good not by showing them all the differences between the counterfeit and the real note. They give them all real. Amen. Hallelujah. That way when a fake comes along, they can spot it a mile away because they're so used to the real. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want anything to do with anything fake. Amen. I don't want to have a fake attitude. I don't want to have a fake spirit. I don't want to hide behind deceptive pretenses. I tell you, I want to be real. Amen. I want to have the real deal. Amen. I want to be true blue. Amen. As I said, back where I come from in the mountains, I want to have the goods. Amen. I want to have God down in my heart. Amen. The devil comes in deception. He comes in darkness. But thank God. Amen. That devil is the enemy of Christ through the world. Hallelujah. The devil is the enemy to anything good. He is the enemy of man. He is the enemy of your peace. That's why he tries to take peace from you. That's why he wars against your mind in the middle of the night. He's trying to fulfill his purpose. Sowing tares amongst the wheat. That's why he tries to get you down. That is his main purpose in life, to operate behind, amen, the darkness of the scene.
Right.
All right, I got to move on here. One reason why so many tares are sown, listen to this, it's because, how did he do it? Oh, yes. I understand, and I'm not against cameras. We probably need some cameras up here in this church. I was down there preaching last Sunday at the church down the street. Great God, you can stand right there in that church and see every corner of that church and see every corner of the basement. And they just pulling up, well, there comes so-and-so, and there comes so-and-so. We need some of them. Amen. I'm not against cameras. Praise God. Amen. But, there's been times. It's just hard now that I have two outfits. Gary takes an outfit out every day, and I take an outfit. I ain't got room to store all the mowers that I have, so I keep them on the trailers, Brother Earl, and I back them up every night up against Raylan's car, so they can't get my tailgate down. To steal my mowers, they got to steal her car. Praise God. So anyway, I've been thinking a whole lot. I need cameras up and put a camera on them mowers all night long, because you know what? I've made one or two of them mad, not on purpose, but some of these guys help me, and they get mad, and it's, but most time it's them. They don't want to show up to work, or they don't want to do things right, and I got to tell them we got to do it right. And a couple of them said, hey, I'm going to get back at you. So when the dog barks in the middle of the night, I think they're out there working, we're doing something to my mowers. I think they're out there. One guy told me, I'm going to sugar your tank. Amen. So you know what? I don't have a camera out there watching in the middle of the night, but I have asked the Lord, God, would you protect me? God, would you keep my mower safe? That's how I got to make a living. Praise God. Old Maddie gets a barking sometimes in the middle of the night. Michelle, she could sleep through that tornado that came through the other day, but I can hear a little bit of a bark. Amen. And I go upstairs with my D-Wall out, shining out there looking at my mowers. Amen. Making sure the enemy ain't coming in the middle of the night. You know how the enemy came? I tell you how he came. There wasn't enough righteous men looking for him. Amen. God, wake us
up in this hour. Wake us up in this day. Let the righteous stand and say, God, what we've got's work too much. I ain't gonna let the enemy come. I ain't gonna let him sow tares. I ain't gonna let him steal. What I've got is work too much. Let the righteous arise. I said, let the righteous arise and say, what I've got is work too much.
Amen.
Woo!
Right.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
Satan never sleeps.
No, no.
He's ever awake for an opportunity.
Come on.
To fight against those. Amen. Listen to this. Hope you got your seatbelt on. I'm going to take my time and really do what's on my heart today. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Right. The devil, did you? And I don't mean to be graphic here, but did you know the devil's out to kill you?
Right.
He's out to destroy you. He's out to take you to hell. This ain't popular preaching, but believe it or not, the devil ain't satisfied till he gets you in hell one day. Till he destroys your soul and he destroys your heart. Let the righteous arise. Let the good man arise and say, I'm not going to stand back and let the enemy come and sow tares amongst the wheat. Not over my dead body. Not as long as I got breath in my lungs. I'm not going to let the enemy come in my camp.
Amen. Right. Come on.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
All right, Titus said, 1:16, they profess that they know God. Listen to this. But in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work a reprobate. I hate to tell you this, but every preacher that said he's of God ain't of God. I hate to be the one to break that open to you. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. They say they know him, but they ain't got no more relationship with God. Great God, that they do anything in this life. They say they know him. Give me a man, give me a woman that'll say, I'm dedicated to God no matter what. Amen. I give you my life. Lord, here it is. I've laid it on. Give me somebody. Did you know dedication is hard to find in this day and hour? Did you know consecration, it's hard to find in this day and hour? God, give us somebody that's consecrated. Give us somebody that's dedicated in this hour. Amen.
Come on.
All right. So they planted the tares and the wheat together, just like it always happens. I asked Brother Daniel a while ago, he plants that cauliflower, broccoli and cauliflower. In the cool of the year is a good time to plant it. He said, I'm going to wait in the fall. It does better in the fall. Amen. But just like when you plant them crops, we're talking about them beans. Amen. We're talking about gardening a little bit longer. When you plant that, praise God. Amen. And in my garden, I hope you ain't got this, but I got no, I don't know if that's in morning glories or what that is, but a lot of times they'll spiral up just like a bean plant.
Yeah.
And they look a lot like a bean plant. Amen. But guess what? If one of them gets around your bean plant, it'll smother your bean plant out. It'll take the nutrition from your bean plant. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Why, brother? That's what happened. Amen. Just like the tares and the wheat, there's coming a reckoning day when you got to have a little bit of fruit to show. Come on. And the tare don't have no fruit. The morning glory don't have no fruit. But the bean, it's got a fruit. The broccoli, I said it's got something to show. I come to tell some, there's coming a day you're going to stand before God. I said, there's coming a day. If I could call your name, I'd say, Brother Tom, you're going to stand for Brother Tommy, Brother Kelly. Hey, just go ahead and say your name in that statement. There's coming a day. You might fool me. You might fool your companion. You might fool mom and dad. You might fool your best friend. But you ain't going to fool God.
Hey, come on.
I said, you ain't going to fool God. I want to be a tear. I want to be a wheat.
Yeah.
I want to have a real thing. I don't want to be an imitation, but I want to be genuine. Is there anybody in this house that'll say, God, I want to be real? Let's move on. I got a lot I got to get to here.
Amen.
Weston won't be wearing that. I'm sorry, Weston. Hallelujah. He picked it out for me this morning. He said, Dad, I like it. Will you wear it? Amen. Oh, it comes every, amen, every time. It's going to come a reckoning day. The tares themselves, listen to this, were called Darnell. Some from a, amen, plant. It was a wild plant. And listen to this. When you would swallow a tare and it would accidentally get put in the wheat, the tare, listen, amen, would slightly be poisonous. Amen. When eaten, it would cause dizziness and nausea. It would cause one to be sick to their stomach. Amen. And this is not a cuss word. A lot of people think it is because the world is polluted. But it was called the bastard seed. Amen. What does that mean? Contemptible. Not genuine. Darnell. Amen. Not the real thing. Just an imitation. Oh, I don't want to be that to you. I feel the Holy Ghost on my heart. Why don't the church pray for me today? I'm trying to do the Lord's work. I'm trying to help us here. I don't want to be, amen, be poisonous. Amen. Like the tear. Amen. When one would eat it, it'd make them nausea. Amen. Sick to their stomach. Doesn't that sound familiar? When Jesus looked at that church in Revelation and said, you make me sick. I would that you were hot or cold because you're lukewarm. Because you're somewhere just trying to mix in. Just trying to get in the midst. I'll spew you out. I'll vomit you out. I want to have the real thing. I said, I want to have, amen, what I say I have.
Yeah. Praise God.
Its roots became intertwined with the roots of the wheat. If it was rooted up, it would destroy the good fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, verse 30 of my text today, Jesus said, let them both grow together, and on the day of harvest, we'll separate. Hallelujah. Oh God, why did he say that? I tell you why he said it. Amen. Because Jesus himself knew that you can't. I tried to do it. I tried to get down there while them morning glories or whatever that is growing beside my bean. Amen. I pull that up, and it jerks my beans up. It tears the good seed up with the bad. Amen. Oh God. So Jesus said, just let them grow. Let them grow together. And there'll come a day, I'll do the separating. There'll come a day, amen, I'll do the judge. I'll be the judge. Oh God. Oh, I come to tell us right here today, God, amen, knows the real from the genuine from the imitation. You know how?
Amen.
Come on. Amen. Brother Tommy knows this process in the Old Testament. Especially there, remember Boaz and him. When his bread and the wheat and the barley and the brought in. Amen. Old Naomi told Ruth, said Boaz is going to be down there at the threshing floor. Remember that? Hallelujah. And that Naomi told Ruth, said you get down there. Amen. You know he's going to be. You know why? He was separating the wheat. Amen. From the tares.
Yeah.
You know what they do? They thresh that wheat.
Right.
They bang it. The wheat and the tares together, and they would take the seed and knock the wheat loose along with the tares. Amen. Oh, great God, this is good. And you know what? That tares don't have any weight to them. Tares are fickle. Amen. Tares just come and go with the wind. But the wheat, they got some stability. I said the wheat, they got some weight. And Jesus said, take them down on the threshing floor and beat them together. And they would throw it up. It's called winnowing.
Right.
And they would throw it up in the air. And the wind would come and drive the chaff, drive the tares on down the way. But the real wheat, it would fall back at the feet, right there at the ground. Oh, amen, God. In the wind, the Holy Ghost by, amen, and through the separating, help us to have the true move of God. Help us to have the wheat and not the chaff.
Amen. Yes.
Can you handle a little bit more?
Come on.
The tares,
glory to God,
that is the ungenerate, looked like the wheat when it was sown. And I don't have time to get into all this, but the tares would grow slightly faster than the wheat.
Yeah.
So it looked like the tare was the stronger of the two.
Wow.
Until fruit time came, and the tear never had no fruit. Amen. So let me tell you, young people, something. Let me tell you, middle-aged people, something. And you wise people already know this. Hey, God. And don't get your eyes on folks. Look how good they're doing. Look how good she's doing.
Right.
Look how good he's preaching. I never got caught up in that. Amen. I am who I am. And you are who you are. Don't care about who can sing better. Don't care about who can preach better. Don't care about who's prettier, who's uglier than you. All that's going to work itself out on down the road somewhere. But what you got to worry about is being true. What you got to worry about is being genuine. And the rest of it will take care of itself. Hey, man, I come to tell us, God, wake me up. Wake me up, Lord, and help me to be true. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's move on here.
Glory to God.
Amen. Matthew 7:17 said, even so, every good tree, amen, bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth corrupt fruit. Hallelujah. I ain't got time. I got a lot more to cover. I got to get this finished here in the next few minutes. But here's where I may dwell on this longer Thursday night or the next service or two if the Lord prepared. But I want to hit this highlight right here. The Lord dealt with me on this one, on these three passages of scriptures here in the book of Galatians chapter number 5. Amen. Starting at verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. 17 works of the flesh. Adultery. He deals sexual sins first. He groups them together. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness. Amen. I'm going to deal with these, it be the Lord willing, at a later date. Amen. But all these are works of the flesh. Praise God. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness. I ain't got time to get into all that, but you know what that means. Any type of the individual words, I don't want you to think I'm afraid to get into that, because I will. This is the time. Amen. But any kind of sexual sins, let me tell you something, it's abomination, and God's going to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. So it moves on, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. Amen. Oh, if you got hate in your heart for somebody, that's a work of the flesh, which is a work of the devil. Amen. You can't hate. I hate to be the guy to tell you this, but you can't hate and go to heaven. No, you can't do it. You got to be willing to forgive. You got to have a forgiving heart. Hey, can anybody say, good preacher, Brother Jason? Can anybody say, I love you, Brother Jason? Come and say, you can't hate.
Come on.
It's of the devil. And if you got the devil, amen, inside of you, you ain't going to make it to heaven.
Amen, brother.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
You think you can handle some of this?
Come on, man.
Variance?
Come on.
What's variance, Brother Jason? You're always in conflict. You're always inconsistent.
Come on.
Amen. Always quarrelsome. A person of variances means if there's a quarrel, you're in the middle of it. If there's trouble, you're behind it. If there's conflict, count you in. That's a work of the devil. That's a work of the enemy. And you gotta stay out of it. I said you gotta stay out of it and let the Lord sanctify your heart. Amen.
Yes.
In Galatians, amen. Once again, and imitate. Amen. I can't even read my own writing. Amen. Jealousy. Praise God. Wrath. Strife. Seditions. What is sedition? Rebellion.
Right.
Amen. That's what rebellion. Did you know rebellion is, as the Bible said, the sin of witchcraft?
Yeah.
When somebody can come across you, especially somebody of authority, especially a pastor, especially a teacher,
come on.
Especially somebody of influence in your life. Amen. God. Amen. And you have seditions, which means you rebel against that. I said it's the spirit of the devil.
Come on.
I said it's the spirit of the devil. God, help me, Lord. Help me. Oh, God, I wish I had a church.
I'll
get behind me and help me today. I'm preaching to help somebody. Amen. Soul in this house. God, I don't want to rebel. I don't want to be the one always on the opposite end of where I need to be. God, get it out of my heart. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Preach.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
All right.
Glory to God.
Seditions, heresies. Once again, heresies means conflict.
Hmm.
Amen. Always and conflict. Lord, help me. I'm going to deal with this, these verses later. This touched my heart. I didn't have time to get it all out. It means, amen, desire always wanting what somebody else has.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Why don't you be satisfied with what God's given
right.
you?
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
All right.
If God's given you a good man, I don't care if he looks like a bozo. Amen. And he's faithful, and he goes to work, and he's provided for you. Be satisfied with who God's given you. Amen. Listen to me, buddy. If God's given you a good, faithful woman, amen, that'll stay there and raise him kids and do what she's supposed to do. I don't care if she blows up from a Coke bottle to a 2-liter. Hey, be satisfied with who God's given you. I said, hey, amen. You ever
hey, come on now.
Where everybody's always wanting something else. That's what advertisements do. That's what, amen, everything we look at, billboards, television ads, radio ads, computer ads, cell phone ads, always want us to want something that ain't ours.
Something that ain't ours.
That's why America's in debt. I ain't got time to preach that. That's why we're in. Dave Ramsey, I listen to him quite a bit while I'm on that mower. I get a kick out listening to him. Hey, talk to people. Amen. But did you know Dave Ramsey come across the other day and said America has now reached the $1 trillion mark of credit card debt in America? Can you believe that? Why? Because somebody said, I want it. If I got to go in debt and pay 17 or 20% interest on it, I want it that bad. Always wanting something that ain't yours. Hey, you're living a miserable life. Hey, but always wanting something that ain't yours.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Come on.
Have your way, Lord.
Amen. Murders. You know, somebody can murder somebody today and it's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing more than taking an old dog's life.
Right.
Why? Because we've seen so many murders on video games. We've seen so many murders on television.
Come on, man.
We've seen so many murders. Amen. Before our murder ain't nothing. Amen. Oh, God. But I tell you what it is. It's of the devil.
Yeah.
Amen. Drunkenness. Oh, drunkenness. Amen. Drunk on the world. Drunk on the bottle. Have we ever seen such a generation that's drunk, drunk, drunk? Amen. Full of themselves. Amen. Revelings. Great God. Amen. What does this mean? Amen. Mary. Thank God. In wine making. Just having a party. Having a big time. Isn't that where the devil in the world is? They're just having their revelings. They're just having a big time out there in the world. Right in the church. And such like of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. These 17 works of the flesh that I just briefly went through, he said, if you do any of these things, you ain't going to heaven. He said, if you do any of these things, you're on the wrong side of God. God, help me to get my heart right. Help me to get my conscience right. Help me to have a straight conscience.
That's right.
Have you ever seen such a generation where people can sin and people can knowingly sin and have no conscience of it?
You're right, bro.
Yep.
Come on.
Right. Yep.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Bless you, Lord.
Hey, I can make Michelle all the time. Michelle. I'm not aggravating her being a liar. She's not a liar. But sometimes she tries to lie to me on purpose. She'll tell me some big tale, and she'll get in the middle of it, near the end of it, and she'll crack a big smile and tell on herself every time.
Yeah.
She can't lie. She's had me going a time or two, and I thought it was the truth until I seen that smirk. And I knew she was lying to me.
Yeah.
You know what? She'd tell me a great big old tale. And I thought, wow. And I see that smirk. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Come on now.
Lord, help me, Lord. Amen. If you do these things, but listen, I ain't got time to preach it out. I got a lot more I got to get. But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Yeah.
Right. Joy.
All right.
Peace. Now, all these other things I just mentioned, all them things, if you do them, amen, he said, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. There's no way you can go to heaven doing them things.
Right.
But he said, the people that's going to heaven does these things.
All right.
They have love.
Uh-huh.
Joy. Peace. long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Hallelujah. Oh, God help us, Lord, in this hour. Amen. Amen. Unto the pure, all things are pure. Unto the, amen, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving, it's nothing pure. But even the mind, their mind and conscience is defiled. Amen. 1 John 3 and 10 said, in this the children of God are manifest. Amen. And the children of the devil, whatsoever doeth not righteousness, is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother, he is not of God.
Right, God. Amen.
A person's nature always comes out. You can take an old skunk. Amen. You can take an old hog and give him a clean bath.
Yeah.
Woo. Put it and put a smelly soap on him. Put you some smelly perfumes on him. If you turn him loose, he's going to go wallow in the mud. The girls, they get so mad. I've told them. They still don't believe me. I had a golden retriever years ago. Michelle always wanted one. We got married a couple years. We had a golden retriever. And every time old Chubbs got loose, he'd find a dirty, dead bird. Or he'd find something dead. And he'd go rub it. And they love it right here around their neck. I guess so they could smell it. Amen. And I told him, they'll go bat that dog. And they'll have old Maddie with her little pink collar on. And Maddie will be sporting man looking good. And they'll get over throwing a ball or throwing a frisbee or something. And guess what? Maddie's over wallering in the dead animal. Because that's what her nature is.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Right. Nature's going to come out of something.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. Do you love it here today?
Come on.
A fact to note that the tares, the wicked among the wheat righteous, are hurtful to the wheat. They are an evil reflection upon the wheat. They sometimes make it very difficult for the world to distinguish the good from the bad. Let me tell you something. That's why a lot of times the world looks on the church and they say, I don't want no part of that, because they see the terror, which is we're commonly known as the hypocrite.
Right. Amen,
right.
Brother. Come on.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. I like what, I think it's Brother Randy Webb said. Somebody said, I'd go down to that church, but I wouldn't, but I can't because of the hypocrites down there. Where do you expect to find a hypocrite? They ain't gonna be out on the bar stool. They're already lost. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. There's gonna be hypocrites. There's gonna be tares. Amen. But I don't want to be associated with that crowd. When they look at me, I want them to say, right there's a real Christian. Right there's the real thing. And I want what they got.
Yeah. Praise God.
They stop the growth. Their behavior and conversation and thoughts are centered around the world and not on Christ. Therefore, the righteous are not edified when tares are clinging to them.
Glory to God.
They are a threat to the wheat. They can draw needed nourishment from the wheat. The professing tare can tempt and lead the righteous away from the Lord and His nourishment, and tempt and lead the righteous into the world and its delights. They can cause the death of the wheat professing. Amen. The professing tare can persecute and even kill the wheat. Lastly, and I'm done. Where does evil come from? That's a great question. Is there a God, and why does God allow the tare? Why does God allow the evil? I'm glad you asked. Give me 2-3 minutes.
Come on.
At this particular stage of the disciples' growth, Jesus states that evil people are always going to be present.
Right.
That someone who is an enemy of God, amen, is always going to be planted amongst the wheat.
Right.
His statement without an explanation is enough, at least for the present time. Listen to this. A person needs to consider the full revelation of God that is given in Scripture. Scripture reveals that Jesus, the Son of Man, is the original sower. Amen. He was the one that sowed. Praise God. He is the master and the owner of the field, which is the world. He created man to be perfect, but sin got in the midst in Genesis chapter number 3, and the devil caused Eve to sin. And ever since then, there's always been evil amongst good.
Right.
So there's a question we must face and we must ask ourselves. Amen. Why is evil allowed to continue in the world, and why hypocrites are allowed to continue in the church instead of being disciplined and expelled? And I understand things have to be dealt with in the church. I understand that. But concerning judging others, Jesus told us it's not our job.
Bless him, Lord.
To judge others. I understand And Michael Larry always said this, I'm not anybody's judge, but I'm a fruit inspector. There's two different judges. And like I said, I can't get all this in one service. But there's a difference between judging the broader scheme of the world and the discipline of a church, of a local church. Amen. Hallelujah. If there's sin involved in a local church, then we got to get into Corinthians and we got to get to Paul. And Paul tells us how to deal with that. Amen. But in the grand scheme of things, looking, it is not for just the average show to go around always tearing down somebody's character saying, look at this.
Right.
Because he said, if you judge, and you're going to tear down and throw away the tears, first off, you're going to rip some good up with it.
Yeah.
Amen. And second off, hallelujah, amen, sometimes, amen, God's got a way of reaching that one that's there. Sometimes, God's got a way of reaching that prodigal son. Amen. That's why you're not in the business, amen, of tearing folks down. Leave it to God. Leave it to a pastor that cares and loves about someone. Leave it to God.
God. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Exactly right.
Amen.
Have your way, mighty God.
Give me real quick, Brother Tom.
Yeah.
Matthew 13:30. I need that real quick. Of course, the bulldog. I'll throw this. I think they said, Jim Suits, pastor down in Hodgeville, Kentucky for many years said this. He said, of course, a bulldog can whip a skunk. He said, we all know that.
Sure.
He said, but some things ain't worth the stink. Some things ain't worth the stink. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Give it to us, Brother Tom. I got to move on here.
Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
It's sometimes hard to distinguish between the wheat and the tares, the righteous and those who just are professing. But note, if anybody judges, he may tear out someone that's good.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Man,
God. Sure.
You listen to me?
Yeah. Come on now.
Amen.
And then if you get on that ground, Jesus said it'd be better for you that a millstone be cast around your neck.
Come on
and
now.
You'd be cast in the sea for you to offend one of these little ones. Amen. What he was saying was, you better watch the ground you walk on. Amen.
Uh-huh.
You better watch the turf you're trodden on and leave it to those that's qualified to deal with it. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes.
The day of judgment is coming, however, it is not to be executed by men, but by Christ.
All right.
Evil is of great concern to the righteous. We must always be before the Lord dealing in his presence between evil and good. Every day I wake up, I want to say, God, keep me righteous today.
Yes.
Keep my heart right. Keep me away from wicked and evil.
Keep me, Lord.
Who is to blame for wicked people?
Come on.
I'll tell you who it is. It's the enemy.
Right.
It's the devil.
Right.
When Jesus heard it, Mark 2:17, he saith unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are weak.
Right.
Somebody help me on this piano. I'll have to call us in for a few minutes on our call here before we break for class. He said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners unto repentance. Let me say something. Jesus came to deal with those that are sick.
Yes.
Jesus came to deal with those that are twisted and messed up. Aren't you glad that Jesus came to reach the drug addict? Aren't you glad that Jesus came to reach that sin-sick soul?
Yes.
And if we rip them up and throw them away before God has a chance to deal with them, they'll be gone.
You're right.
Better leave it to God.
Holy God.
I got another verse here before I'm called, Senor.
Have your way.
Another verse here. For the Son of Man, Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. John 20:21, then said Jesus unto them, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. God thought so much of the world that he sent missionaries,
right.
That he sent preachers, that he sent teachers, that he sent evangelists. Amen. And then finally, 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but his long suffering to us word.
Right.
Not willing that any should perish. Now let me tell you something. That's why God's different than you, because you write them off as soon as they make you mad.
Uh huh.
Right.
But he said, God's long suffering.
Come on. Yeah.
Woo!
Long suffering.
Yes, he is.
Aren't you glad God's long suffering?
Yes. Amen.
Doctor, God was so long suffering in Noah's day. I'll try to preach a little scenario of Methuselah, and finally to give Methuselah and his name, and after this it shall come.
Yeah.
And God was so merciful and so long-suffering that he let Methuselah almost live as long as he said he'd never let anybody. He said, I'll never let anybody live 1,000 years. 1,000 years in one day. Methuselah lived 969 years.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because of the grace of God.
Yeah.
Because of the long-suffering of God. You write people off.
Yeah.
God don't write them off. Stand with me in this house.
Oh, God.
Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost here today, Lord. This makes 2 services in a row I preached on this week, this tear. I feel like it's very vital for every soul in this house today, every young person, every middle-aged person, and every wise person in this house today to search their heart, search their soul, and say, God, if my time should come right now, if I would stand in that reckoning day right now, if the reapers would come and cut down the harvest right now, do I have what it takes to make it? Do I have what it takes to make it? Who'd be the first one to come up here and search their heart and search their soul on a Sunday afternoon? We got some time here before we break for class. Who wants to come up here and search your heart? Search your soul and say, God, if I should have to face the harvest right now,
thank you.